This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. A documentary about a Major League Baseball player from Flint was directed by a documentarian from Flint. The documentary is called Set Apart, The Jim Abbott Story, and it will air this weekend on Fox. The director is Mike Ramsdell, and he joins us now. So why did you want to make a film about Jim Abbott?
Well, multiple reasons. One, I'm from Flint, as you say. Jim is from Flint. So he's a few years older than me, so I watched him as a kid growing up. Athletes in Flint at that time were the celebrities that we wanted to be. So we all pretended to be Jim or Terrence Greene or some other great athlete. And so his story's always been one that I've known, and it's always surprised me that nobody had made a film of it. And then as I finished my last film and was looking to tell another story, I wanted one that would end in a place where it would bring a feeling of people of hope, of inspiration, of all the things, the good things that can happen when you go see that kind of movie. And I couldn't think of a better story than Jim's. And being from Flint and that Flint needed some of the good stories told, seemed like a really good place to go.
Well, just from the trailer I've seen, he seems like a really interesting guy. But the reason so many people might recognize that name is because he actually was missing his right hand. It was developmentally just never...
He was born with a partially formed right hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no, and the phrase now that people use is limb different.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was hesitant to use a word like disability because the guy in no way is disabled. You know?
That's one of the things that's so interesting when I was making the film, because Jim grew up in the 70s, 80s, and played ball into the 90s, and you hear the terminology that people use and how politically incorrect that would be today. You know, when he was a kid, they used the Crippled Children's Foundation was the name of some of the things that he went to, and, you know, now we kind of cringe and laugh at that stuff, but... That's one of the things that makes him so remarkable is he came up in a time period when there was no Jim Abbott for Jim Abbott. He was the one who kind of paved the way and showed people with limb differences that you can do anything. And now you've got people like Nick Newell and Shaquem Griffin, and there's, you know, the hat I'm wearing says Numbability, an entire camp based around kids with limb differences. So he's a pretty remarkable guy.
So he grew up, played a lot of summer ball, got drafted, as I understand it, early, and decided he'd go to the University of Michigan and play for a while. How did he do there?
Very well. Very well. He won the Sullivan Award, which is like the Heisman Trophy Award, won the Golden Spikes Award. He excelled. And then he was chosen for the Pan Am teams and the Olympic teams, won the gold medal, was on
right.
the mound.
It's a demonstration team, as I understand it, because they hadn't accepted baseball as a summer sport yet.
100%. First year of baseball, and he was the pitcher in Game 7 against in South Korea against Japan, I believe. And
gold medal, still a gold medal.
Gold medal, still a gold medal.
Now, he played for the Angels, the Yankees, White Sox, Brewers, and I think it's fair to say his career was sometimes uneven, but he established himself early because he pitched a no-hitter. Tell us about that.
Well, that is the pinnacle of Jim Abbott's career, no doubt. He would say that. I think anybody would say that. Not only did he pitch a no-hitter, he pitched a no-hitter in Yankee Stadium as a Yankee, which everybody knows is, you know, the most hallowed ground in all of baseball. And he did have a up-and-down career.
I think the Boston Red Sox.
I apologize. Okay, I said we wouldn't debate. So one of the most hallowed grounds in all of baseball. As an Angel, he was drafted as an Angel straight out of college, didn't have to go to the minor leagues, came up, he had a cut fastball, so as a lefty, his fastball would break hard and on right-handed hitters. So with wooden bats in Major League ball, they couldn't defend the plate. So as they would say, he was sawing off bats. He really took off for the first 3 years. By his third year, he was third runner-up in the Cy Young voting in the American League. So just a phenomenal dominant pitcher.
Again, I just saw some clips from a trailer, but one of the things I saw was how he was fielding the ball. He's the pitcher. You smack one at him, he's going to have that glove that he'd been cradling back on his hand in time to catch a ball coming straight at him, and then turn around, lose the glove, and pitch to second base as the first
base,
leg
whatever,
of a double play, you know, or something like that. Did you talk to him about how he learned to handle the glove that way?
Of course. That was one of the beginnings. That's kind of the first act of the film, or at least the first segment of the film, is that you're born with one hand. There's no YouTube. There's no Jim Abbott. You want to play baseball. You want to play sports. How do you do that? And that was exactly the question that he and his dad asked, like, how do we do this? And in his words, it was real clumsy for a long time. But he had a brick wall, and if you watch the film, you'll see this. We went to the brick wall and filmed. He had a brick wall, and he had a rubber baseball, and he would just stand for hours and hours and hours and throw the ball against the wall and figure out how does this switching of the glove work until he developed it that if you're not paying attention, you can't even notice it's happening. And yes, if you can stand 60 feet away from a major league hitter and be able to field your position, which he did, and everybody understood it. We interviewed Wade Boggs. It's funny, one of the best stories, we interviewed Wade Boggs, and he said, one-handed guy, I'm just going to hit the ball back up the middle. Okay, this is easy. Did it the first time, Jim threw him out of first base. Did it the second time, he hit into a double play led by Jim. Wade Boggs walked off and said, okay, I'm never going to hit up the middle against Jim Abbott.
Yeah, that's
again.
Not going to work. Yeah,
if that's Wade Boggs saying that, then you know you're at the top of the game.
So you got to spend some time with him, about a year off and on making this documentary with Jim Abbott. What kind of a guy is he?
Jim is a phenomenal human being, without question. It is rare to meet somebody that is that genuine through and through, and he is. The small examples. Well, I got lots of them, but I'll start with this. One, when you're making a film about a Major League Baseball player, you need a lot of other Major League Baseball players and celebrities and people to be in the film.
Sure.
That can be a real struggle for a filmmaker to get those people to commit, where you're going to be, the time, all of that. When you call and say, we're making a film about Jim Abbott, there was zero hesitation. The only answer we got was, where do you want me and when do you want me there? Anything for Jim. So that's an example of the impact that he had on his teammates and the other people. He came to Flint to do a lot of the filming.
Yeah, I saw that you were filming quite a bit in Flint.
Yeah. Well, as the story of Flint, it only made sense. But one of the nights we were at Whaley Park, and he was meeting with some of the kids that were playing that day, and it was only going to be a half an hour. You know, we were going to get him in. We were going to introduce him. He was going to talk, do a Q&A, and then he had to leave because he had other commitments. But it's Jim Abbott. So as soon as he walks off the field, there's an entire line of people waiting to talk to him, stories, remember this, did you see this, my dad knew you when, those kinds of things. He stayed there for approximately 2.5 hours and just talked to everybody. Never once, I was getting impatient for him, like, hey man, you got to go. He's like, no, it's okay. Changed his plans. And that's the kind of guy he is. And I never saw anything that cut against that grain. That's just who he is.
Okay, I want to talk about you for a second now. A lot of filmmakers, they see every flaw in their work, and they're never quite happy. Are you happy with Set Apart?
It's a phenomenal film. I have no problem saying that. Yeah. If I had more time, more money, would I have made, tweak here and tweak there and do this and do that? Sure, of course. But that's not the reality of filmmaking, and if anybody walks away saying I made a perfect film, then they probably weren't that good of a filmmaker to begin with. But this is a darn good movie.
How long did it take you to persuade Fox that this was a good idea?
They were sold on the idea when I walked in the door. It was awesome. We walked in. They said, tell me about it. I think we were talking for 5 minutes about, this is how I would do the story before they were start telling me how excited they were and what we could do and this and that. And so it was a great experience. They were great people to work with.
I bet you a lot of people in Michigan are looking forward to this one. That's Mike Ramsdale. He directed the film Set Apart, the Jim Abbott story. It premieres this Sunday on Fox. Thanks for sharing your story.
Thank you.